You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. Talking about Trump and some of the other things that are going on here, and this is an exciting time to be alive. I saw where Brandon, the guy that's in charge of Trump's team, I forget what his title is, he talked about something about which was absolutely right on. It was on Breitbart. And all of a sudden, it's been removed about the fires. It's just one, John 1, 31 to 44. The father of all, the devil is the father of all liars. Where in the history have you ever seen of a president of the United States leave office and set up to overthrow the next president of the United States, Trump, like Obama has, and all his minions of evil bastards? Unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just, it boggles the mind. But the one thing that Trump has, he is bringing these demonic liars out of the woodwork. And they are coming out in droves, hundreds of them, everywhere. Companies, people, quote, pastors, Christian pastors, yay! Right. Unbelievable. Well, getting back to what, is that Hawaii United States District Court judge, because that's what he is. Is he doing what the code says? Absolutely. He's doing, because you see, Trump went around and let me bring that up. He filed into the, I just downloaded it here. He filed into the his executive order into the Federal Register 82 FR 13209, his executive order. And that was done on March 6th. This is done under the Federal Register Act. Because you see, in the world that Trump is operating in with the citizens of the United States, you have to operate into the file into the Federal Register, your executive order. The agencies do their control over us, we, the citizens of the United States that don't know any better, by filing into the Federal Register proposed and final rules. The president does it by executive orders filed into the Federal Register. And then, of course, Congress can up or down his, but they don't normally. They don't do that, but they can. Congress can up or down the agencies by the congressional over. They have 6 months go after anything that the agency does. And this is what Brandon was talking about. Deconstruct the administrative state, because what happens is these pervasive, these demonic Democrats and these rhino Republicans, what they can't get passed in Congress to appear to be laws of the United States, which they're not, they pass it over. Always in these, you will always find something to regulations. They cannot pass this stuff without a regulation be in it somewhere. They pass it to the agencies that have no power from we the people. None. And you have to do what Judge Hannon did down in Texas and 25 states. You have to go each and every regulation and take it to court and have standing and then try to get them to change it. Because they're legislating by rules. All three branches are under a rule in the administrative world. Yep. Can't make this stuff up, could you? And nobody seems to know about it. No, I don't know. This is out of the 1947 Attorney General Manual, which is still used, part of the Administrative Procedures Act. It was passed in 1946 for all of these headless fourth branch of government called agencies. It says here, the original draft of Section 9A limited to the imposition of sanctions to those as specified and authorized by statute. Specified and authorized by statute. They changed that. The change of the word statute, in quotation marks, to law, in quotation mark, was intentional, so as to recognize that an agency may impose a sanction or issue a substantive rule which would have force and effect of law over a citizen of the United or order, if such power is authorized not only by statutes, but by treaties, court decisions, commonly recognized administrative practices, or other law. And they quote a Supreme Court case, which is total freaking nonsense, because that is not what it says. United States versus McDaniel, 32 U.S. 1, 1833. Total smoke and mirrors nonsense. So anytime you see by law, it can be substantive rule, which they got, order, treaties, court decisions, commonly recognized administrative practices. Now, that's a thriller to be bound by, isn't it? Or other law not defined. Can we back that up? Sure we can. March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover's last day in office repealed 1,006 statutes of the United States. Parts of statutes. March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Mr. Liberal himself, the National Administrative Administration. By 1935, he had done 676 executive orders, almost 3,000 administrative orders, and they were called law under the National Recovery Administration. I got that right out of the Senate report stuff again. See, we don't get to see this stuff because we're on a need to know, and we do not need to know. This stuff is scary. You think? Could make this stuff up. So getting back to this judge, what they're doing, he is within the codified citizen of the United States. It's called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government. This is something that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did in a 400-page document that I got out of the Gonzaga Law Library. And it came out of the Congressional Record. Except they didn't put it out where we, the people, could see it. And only Gonzaga Law Library was one of the few places in the whole frickin' damn United States that had it. And I got it on library loan. Copied it and OCR'd it. Scary. They talk about it openly. And what FDR was concerned about, he was losing his executive power to these agencies. So that's when they come up with the Administrative Procedures Act, so that they would have to put it in the Federal Register and do proposed rules and final rules, and then we'd have a congressional overview for 6 months and see if what Congress couldn't get passed in quote, laws of the United States, they could get agencies to do. They'd have 6 months to up or down it. What a way to run a republic, right? Now we go back to what this district court judge is doing in Hawaii and Washington. 28 U.S.C. 132. Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? Absolutely. If you don't understand what's going on, if you do understand what's going on, then we have a problem. I am thinking about filing an amicus curiae when this goes to the Ninth Circuit. That'd be one way to get this stuff out to Trump. Get it out in the open, at least in the public. But it says here, again, this is where 28 U.S.C. 132, creation and composition of the district courts. Not the district court of the United States, just district court. They put them all in the same Chapter 5, in Title 28. They put in territorial courts, ones in possessions, one in the District of Columbia, which is different than the ones in the limited ones in the several states. They just put them all in the same chapter, and they said, oh, by the way, well, you must be all the same. They're all in the same chapter. So I put a hawk and a dove and a chicken and all these different types of birds all in the same building, and they must be all be birds. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. I went to the stupid school, too. So it says here, this is 132C. Except as otherwise provided by law, which I just defined, which is basically anything they want to make up, or rule, or by order of the court. Well, the judges are doing orders of the court. I did an order. The judicial power of a district court. That's an inquisitor. This is where somebody says, I have the power to do an inquisition, to do an investigation, and based on any, however I deem the law to be. Because he's not bound. There's no judge. There's no judge in the United States that actually has a proper oath of office being bound to the Constitution of the United States. It's an illusion. Judicial power of the district court, which does not exist except for an inquisitor, with respect to any action, suit, or proceeding, may be exercised by a single judge. So the judicial power of a district court can exercise by a single judge, so they're doing it. What's the problem? Where does he get that judicial power of a district? Can we find that out? Sure. I've got two books, one for Title 18, one for Title 28. There are very few of them in existence. You can get what I'm talking about, I think, under the annotated 28 U.S.C. 132 online, probably somewhere, if you know how to read it. Section 132. Section 1 of this comes from the Territories and Insular Possessions of 1940 Code, Title 48. Territories and Insular Possessions, Title 48. That's where they say any district court. We get down to subsection C, which we've been talking about. By law, rule, judicial power of a district court. Where does that judicial power come from? Subsection C is derived from Section 641 of Title 48, that's Territories, Possessions, Territories and Insular Possessions, United States Code 1940. By the way, I have all the 1940 code, too, for people that are on the my IRS list. You'd have to have Skype to get it. Eventually, I'm going to get it out to homepage, hopefully, which applied only to the Territory of Alaska. The revised section, by extending it to all districts, merely recognized established practice. Established practice? Wait a minute here. I didn't read that right, did I? The revised section, by extending it to all districts, merely recognizes established practice. So we have been screwing the American citizen, the citizens of the several states, the citizens of the United States of America, by established practice? other portions of Section 1 are incorporated, blah, blah, the remainder are incorporated in Section 91, which is Hawaii, Midway, Wake Islands, and all these possessions, and Section 133 of this title. So they put it all together because it's recognized, established practice. There it is, plain English, right out of the book. This is on page page 1732 of Title 28, United States Code, Congressional Service. This is where they talk about it. This is an official publication from West. There it is. Well, they're doing exactly what they're talking about. So what's the problem? Like I say, if they go up again, I think I'm going to find out probably cost you some money, because you probably have to serve all these guys, because I don't have electronic stuff to serve notice, but I have to make copies of this. But this would be a way to get the information out to the whole everybody that's out there, including Trump. I know that Trump's got to know about this. Sessions does. Nobody will go where the alien definitions are. Nobody will go where refugee definitions are. It says means. Why? Because it would expose the complete overthrow of our republic. Remember Esau in the Bible that sold his birthright? Well, guess what? You and me have done it too. There's nobody that is an adult hasn't done it at some point, I guarantee you. It's all buried if you have a bank account, all sorts of things. Driver's license, I got around and changed mine to citizen of Alaska in the open. I was hoping to see if they would deny me that right so I could take them to court, but she never even blinked an eye. Getting your status right into the public record. Self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 9, number 7, I think it is, 901. And then changing the voter registration, because the elective franchise is only for citizens of the several states. And I have Supreme Court. I got a brief on that. The Supreme Court has said so, and I got to believe them. Shouldn't we? What's this citizen of the United States nonsense? Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And the 14th, 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments. What is that really about? I found in the congressional record that just, it blew me, I could not believe what I was reading. How I had misinterpreted, because I didn't, it's hard to find all this stuff to put it together. And this was done by three attorneys, people that were in the Senate. And they had done this brief in 1887, and it was in the 1938, January 13th, Congressional Record. If you want to get a copy of it, send me IRS subject matter, and I'll send you a copy of it. Tell me what you're looking for. The amazing part of this is this one paragraph. There are many things that it talks about, but it talks about Congress and the Constitution were in a continual battle. Congress was trying to overthrow the Republic, and Supreme Court was ruling against them in Slaughterhouse and a couple of those cases. Let me blow this up so I can read it here. One of the things of old age. This is on page 438, January 13th, 1938. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consisted wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action or sometimes on federal action. They're talking about they wanted to do inquisitions on Negroes that were being hung. They wanted to have the courts get in there and get in the middle of federal courts, get in the middle of that. The language of the 14th Amendment is, no state shall make or enforce any law whatsoever. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I'm going to get into this. That's one thing I want to throw out here is one of the biggest definitions of individual. 1828, Webster's Dictionary, and you'll find that in other ones. Individual is an adjective, is not divided, not to be divided, single one, pertaining to only one. If it's a noun, individual, like individual income taxes, a single person or a human being. This is the common application of the word, as there was not an individual present, a single animal or a thing of any kind. But as a word and as a noun, it is rarely applied except to human beings. But it's a single. You, me, think you're an individual. Is that what it means? Individual income tax? You think? I think not. Let me go look and see here what it says under, golly, I closed the thing here. The term individual. 5 U.S.C. 552A. A2. Little A, this is alpha, 2. The term individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Really? Now stop and think about a citizen of the United States. In Alaska, 1921, Congress said, hey, all you natives up here are individuals. Let's see, they don't have to pay property taxes, but I do. They can shoot moose out of season with potlatch nonsense. I don't, when somebody dies. They can own ivory, but I can't, unless somebody native has put scrimshaw on it. They can do all of this fishing with fish wheels and all this other nonsense, and I'm not allowed to do that except in very limited situations. they get special things on shooting moose and reindeer, or reindeer, yeah, up here. Why is that? Caribou, not reindeer, caribou. Does that sound like a citizen of the United States? There might be some discrimination. Different nations, are like in Minnesota, they have all sorts of special things they can do with fish and stuff. They're citizens of the United States. They get to vote. The pale-faced citizens of the United States, yeah, they're all minorities that are not natives. They don't get to have that privilege. What is that the same? Do you think there might be some discrimination here? Duh. Yeah, because we don't stop and think. Do you know that the federal government cannot maintain records on anybody except unless you are an individual, i.e. a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted? That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A2, and then it goes down to 4, record, 3, maintain, and system of all the under 5 U.S.C. 552A. The federal government, unless you are a citizen of the United States or an alien, doesn't say you got to be domiciled or anything. They can't even have records on you. So what the IRS doing? Why are they committing or doing 1099s on me? Why? Nobody has the authority because I'm not an individual. Because it says agency means any agency is defined in 552E, which is everybody out there. Can't make this stuff up. 18 U.S.C. 911, it's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States. If you're not, how would I prove that I am one? Driver's license, I have to put it down? Bank card? Voting? Jury? Why do I have to keep saying what I is? Doesn't anybody know who the hell I are? Right. Because I have to keep being subject to. I have to keep signing up. Just like a 1040. It's an implied in law contract. I am binding myself to something and the IRS is not bound by anything. Hey, I'm volunteering. That's why they say IRS internal is volunteer. Yeah. They put people in jail for no signature on a piece of paper. Yep. This is better than Ripley's Believe It or Not. Anyway, back to this congressional record. Amazing. The language of the 14th Amendment is, quote, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws, end quote. The 15th Amendment ordains as follows. The rights of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state or by on account of race, color, previous condition of servitude. End quote. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action. Well, be back in just a minute. Gotta pay some bills here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here, and going to continue on here reading this congressional record. It is now firmly settled. That means the ball game is over. There's holdings of the Supreme Court precedent that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action. Now, we're talking about the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendments. Through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. Prohibition. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights. Oh, what a novel idea. It's not against the citizens of the several states. These are the original rights, and it's not positive. This is Congress saying, whatever you state people are doing down there, there are certain things you cannot do. We're not commanding you to do something. We are just saying you can't do something. Okay, the rights conferred upon persons under them are not positive, original rights. Conferred on persons under them are but the only right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. And the power of Congress to infer in any case is purely a power of correction. That's the power of Congress now, not the power of the state. A power given to redress against a prohibited state action. That the exercise and the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited, semicolon, and until there is such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken, somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. So why are all these states saying they're citizens of the United States? Are they enforcing laws against as Congress against their own state actions? It's illogical. That's why it's so important to get your status correct, get it into the public record, self-authenticating, and then use your elective franchise to vote as a citizen of one of the several states. Now you have standing. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of a private individual. We've got to keep signing up for it. What these states are doing, they're states of the United States, by the way, instead of one of these, one of the several states, or one of these United States, they are putting forth unconstitutional statutes. Like in Minnesota, one that I'm very familiar with. You can't even register to vote in Minnesota unless you are a citizen of the United States, and then you're automatically deemed to be a taxpayer. They say so in their own stuff. You can't sit on a grand jury unless you're a citizen of the United States. That's all unconstitutional. Because the elective franchise is for one of the several states is only to a citizen of that state. There is none to the, as a citizen of the United States. I got this, I have a brief on this with Supreme Court holdings. We've been hoodwinked. It's a con job. Up to this point, it seems clear that, in fact, beyond controversy, the power conferred on Congress by the amendments did not extend to dealing with private persons for their individual acts in controversy to the rights, in contravention to the of the rights which followed from the prohibition in the amendments. Chris, Las Vegas, you got a question, comment on our subject today?
I do have a comment. As you were reading that language there just previously regarding the negative, I think the term rights of Congress, they were speaking in that legal doublespeak of negativity, and they were alluding to the fact that those congressional things they gave them were actually privileges as opposed to rights. They were legal privileges, is what they said in a backhanded way of speaking.
Well, what they're doing, it's a prohibition that no state can do this stuff. They can get around and operate, and unless there's some race, like say they say, oh, you can vote, but you can't be a Negro, or you can vote and you got to be a Christian or whatever. All the 13th, 14th, and 15th are prohibitions against these particular things, and if nothing happens, that this is fictional status that they have to oversee that these states.
I totally agree with your observation there. That was the so-called privileges that they made appear as rights that they granted to the new created small c federal citizens subject to the power of Congress in that 14th Amendment.
Yeah, so why are we always saying everybody's a 14th Amendment? Because it says subject to the jurisdiction thereof. To get subject to the state or some of its state actors has to do something that is race, all this discrimination, all these different things that Congress says thou shalt not do. What they're saying is the several states can legislate, you can do anything that you want. You just can't do these certain things when you're doing it. If you do, then we're going to come and stomp on you, and that's why they created, under color of law, 42-19-USC 1983. Under color of law. It looks like, but it's not. But it allows you to bring that in under color of law and say, okay, the state is doing something they're not supposed to be doing, or the state actor.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for letting me chime in today, and keep up the hard work. We really appreciate you here, Ralph. Thank you.
Well, Well, we've got several cases where we're bringing this into taking on the state of Minnesota. There's going to be at least three of them right now.
Well, they're trying to, because they're scared to death of some of us out here that learn these things and the knowledge that we've acquired through due diligence study, they're trying to commit me so they can whack me up with psychotropic drugs, and I haven't even been convicted yet. So it's they're trying to end the round, so I'm trying to work up one of those Title 42, 19-3 Bivens actions myself. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. It says, this last decision would seem to close the door against all controversy as to the meaning of the three amendments and the powers of Congress to them. It, in connection with the preceding decision of the Supreme Court, did settle, if anything can be settled in American constitutional law, that the power and consequent duty of protecting life, liberty, and the property of all persons and property rights, and the power to punish all invasions of them, all offenses against persons and property, remain exclusively with the states. Yay! That so far as power was conferred by the Constitution on the United States to interpose in these matters, it was solely a power to prevent or correct state action of the kind prohibited, namely, state action depriving a person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That is, without due process of state law, not of federal law, but of state law, and of denying any person the equal protection of the laws, of the state laws, for there are no other laws which could protect them. And as far as Congress had the right under the clauses conferred a jurisdiction to enforce the amendments, to pass laws, to operate directly or indirectly, it was a power to restrain and correct state action performed by state officers or agents clothed with state authority, or to punish such state officers and agents for their official and public acts done in the name and by the authority of the state, did not reach the acts and conduct of private individuals. Could it be clearer than that? Everything, all the property and all that is only with state laws. Really? Boy, that's sure not the impression we got, because the federales are coming after. They do all sorts of things against people for murder and all this stuff. Because, you see, the venue is missing. The state has venue. Unless it's under commerce or interstate something or other, the venue is deposited only in one of the several states. But, of course, we, the people, being conned, are voting to be for a non-constitutional government of citizens of the United States. We have no rights and no remedies under any constitution, state or federal. Isn't that just special? This is why they can get away with anything they want right now. And to make it work, we have in Title 26, 849 term definitions. And we put the term definitions like in Title 5 for all agencies or citizens of the United States. We commingle this around so that it makes it very difficult to find unless you have a database that you can word search like Lexis or Westlaw. You're never going to find it. You won't live long enough. This is why we go in, and I went to the magic show and I saw a rabbit come out of a top hat. So obviously, all top hats, there's rabbits in them, right? Wrong. Because you have to understand behind the scenes, it's an illusion. And they use term definitions. And nobody in all of the pleading of Trump's executive orders will use two term definitions, alien and refugees, which would totally blow out of the water what the hell is going on. Why Sessions doesn't go to the, I don't know if he will on the second one, to the Federal Circuit Court of Claims, or Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That is the one that has national jurisdiction. They brought up that the United States District Court and the Ninth Circuit does not have national jurisdiction. They're kangaroo courts. agencies can file straight into the appellate courts. I haven't figured out why yet. I haven't had a real reason. But if you challenge an agency, you're supposed to bypass and go straight to the appellate, to these court of appeals, these 11 circuits, these crazy ones. You don't go to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. By the way, you cannot get into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals if you have volunteered, unless it's under duress. If you volunteered, you're prohibited from entering a constitutional court because you wanted a benefit. Babcock, in many cases since then, have all said, if you volunteer, shut the hell up and take your whatever they give benefit because you have no right to any remedy. Whatever Congress chooses to give you or what kangaroo court they choose to send you to, like the tax court of the United States that does no judicial determination, and these get around these appellate courts, cite tax court cases. Does that tell you something? Duh. How can one of these 11 circuit court cases cite tax court cases? What it says, which I found out of the district, out of a appellate court out of D.C., that they exercise no judicial power. At all. This strictly, there's no judicial determination of anything. So why are we citing it into the decisions of the circuit courts of these 11? Because we don't know. They won't tell us that. Attorneys won't go there. It's up to you and me, unfortunately, to do this. Now, there are a few attorneys out there that's taken them on. Like Judicial Watch, Jerry Klayman, and people like that that are taking these on. Where is Congress? Why aren't they in the middle of this? Why aren't they enforcing their unambiguous statutes, telling the courts to go put it where the sun doesn't shine? Why? They're in on it. They don't want it exposed. They love what they're doing. It's been working so great for so many decades. Why would anybody want to change it? Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal really was agencies on steroids. And as of March 4th, 1933, his executive orders for citizens of the United States became law. It says so. I got the damn thing that said so. Really? Like I say, you can't make this stuff up. You just, it is such, and it is, until you get down to the meat issues of your status, this can get extremely complicated. Because what these guys do is they get around and they create, just like the amicus curies and Trumps, they create the issue of the Establishment Clause, the First Amendment. Oh, it's against religion, it's against Muslims, he hates Muslims, yada, 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 ad nauseum, nauseum. They will never go against 1182F. I saw one of them that said that the president doesn't have plenary power. Absolute power, under executive power, under 1182F. Really? On national issues, foreign of national security. Really? But they don't say why. They go off on, well, it's under the religion thing again. That's not what it says. It's not about religion. It's that it's for aliens. A-L-I-E-N-S. Aliens. Says so. There's no mention of religion. Yeah, the aliens that are we're having the problem with are what? Muslims. Well, go to hell. Who cares? That's what they are. They're subhuman. Whatever you want to call them. Barbarians. I think all these women ought to have their clitoris cut out, their vaginas. I mean, all these women want to parade around in a little hat. And, oh, look here, I got my bib on. Oh, wow, wow, I'm really out there. Well, let's go bring you a schedule to the hospital. Let's sign you up. Y'all want to be that. Get behind and put your husband in charge. You can't go out, can't drive. Yeah, come on, just get it on. You ask for it, I'll give it to you. No, we don't want to do that. It's an illusion. It's a. What's wrong with all these Christians, pastors, rabbis of the Jews that worship the false god. Judaism is not. There is no, that's a false god because there's no Messiah. But we can't talk about these things. Nobody wants to hear the truth anymore. Nobody wants to hear the truth. And lies, just like Trump and the Russians are doing it. The Russians are doing it. The Russians, they just keep pounding on it. And somehow, if you hear it enough, well, the Russians must have affected the election. So Hillary, that got around, and it's been admitted, it's actually had the, I saw that gal was the head of the DNC, Department of the Democratic National Committee. Well, because the Russians were helping Trump, well, I got around and gave the questions to Clinton. Really? Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These people don't know in D.C. In Randy Kirkendall's case, the civil case was 3-14-CV-751. 3-14-CV-751, Southern District of Mississippi. United States of America was the real party of interest. He appealed it to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C., the Article 3 Court. They sent it to the Fifth Circuit, and the case up there was 17-60031, 17-60031 in the Fifth Circuit. United States of America He filed out a motion to dismiss, told him to take a hike, got the United States District Court in the Southern District of Mississippi to do what they were supposed to do, because he said, we never send any to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And that case in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, it took a month to get, and then they want to do informal briefing, you know, where you don't act, you know, you can't play with real court cases, you just whine, right. Well, he's got a motion in to get formal briefing. They haven't ruled on it yet. They said, well, we just automatically do that. There's no rule of court. Well, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is 17-1713. 17-1713 in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's on PACER. I'm going to be posting this stuff. And the DOJ... Cohen comes along, and all of a sudden, magically, the United States of America, the real party of interest in the United States District Court, a non-constitutional court, the Fifth Circuit, a non-constitutional court, both of them on geography, based on territorial nonsense, all of a sudden, when they get into an Article III court, it goes down to United States. How do they know to do that? Huh? And what? Don't they want Randy to be there? They're after justice, right? Oh, wait a minute. We can't have our non-constitutional nonsense in a constitutional Article III court. They might rule against us. They changed the name of the real party of interest between the United States District Court, which was the same as the Fifth Circuit, when they went into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to just plain old United States. That is so telling. Absolutely. Why did they know to do that? Because the United States of America, Congress, technically doesn't have any standing in an Article III court as a sovereign body politic. That's so important. And they don't want Randy up there. Why is that? Why would they not want him in an Article III, Section 2 constitutional court that actually has subject matter jurisdiction instead of geographical nonsense? Because they might lose. They might set a national precedent and expose the IRS if the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals actually does its job. I don't know if they will or not. You have to get into there, which ties to natural justice is one of them, which I found. Because if ties to natural justice, if there is no contract, if there is no implied in fact contract, ties of natural justice means there shall be a contract, because you can't take money away unless there's a law. That should get us into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Ties of natural justice. And I found that. That's one of several things. But you cannot have volunteered for a 1040, and then say, oh, I want to go up here and get a refund, or, oh, I didn't know any better. No, you volunteered, shut the hell up, and take your medicine. The case on this, which is really an interesting case, is Pittman versus the United States. Well, I guess we're not going to go anywhere here, so we'll... Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you learned something, and watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, God willing. We will see you next Sunday.
Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.